forest of green and gold lived Dell's the elephant, curious and bold, the littlest elephant anyone had seen. She wandered alone through the moss and the stone, easy to miss amongst all things tall. Being the smallest meant no one saw her at all. She learned to keep still past the mossy stones where the water ran wide and ran slow. Lived Curdie, a sea turtle, ancient and old. He'd seen many summers wise from the years, but even old turtles get lonesome for peers. One morning Els wandered down close to the shore and heard a voice call out,
"Haven't seen you before."
She jumped back, trunk raised, both ears flared wide, and found a green face grinning up from the side.
"I've never met a turtle," Els said, kinda shy, tucking her trunk up near one curious eye.
"And I've never met an elephant your size,"
Curdie said.
"You might be the least of them I've heard of or read." Els's ears drop low,
"I get lost in a crowd.
Even my own herd forgets I'm around."
Curdie tilted his head,
"Well, I see you just fine.
Come sit for a while.
There's no rush, take your time." So they talked and they laughed till the sun got to feel small. For once
she felt seen,
for once heard at all. Then Curdie looked back at the swimming hole's shine.
"Come on in," he said,
"best water this side of the pine." Els's ears dropped low,
"I don't think I should.
I've never once swum.
I don't know if I could."
"You don't need to know,"
Curdie said, "holding steady.
Just climb on my shaft.
Then I'll show you, get ready."
So Els took a breath
and climbed on with a grip.
Small as she was,
she still made the whole trip.
She yelped at the cold and she laughed at the splash,
kicking up ripples that scattered and dashed.
The minnow shot sideways,
the lily pad spun,
and she couldn't stop laughing. She never had this much fun. Soon she slid off a shell,
found the water held her too,
paddling small circles on her own, brand new. A rabbit poked out from the reeds for a look,
a fox tilted his head from a spot by the brook.
Soon deer and raccoons had all wandered near
to watch the tiniest elephant swim without fear.
Curdie spotted a minnow and dove down deep,
left Els paddling alone up where the light could keep.
A shadow swept over
quick from above, Curdie was under, chasing the thing he loved.
Eyes on the water too deep to see,
the eagle diving fast where he used to be.
Els saw it first,
paddling up at the top,
saw the wide wings drop,
and knew she couldn't stop
to think it through.
She raised her head high
and let out a blast that tore through the sky. The eagle veered off Curdie's surface, blinking.
"What was that for?" Eagle Els said, still catching
her breath, diving right for you.
"Up here, I could see it."
Curdie went quiet, then shook his old head.
"The thing you called small just saved me instead.
Being little's not something to hide or get through.
It's the reason right now
that I'm standing next to you." Els and Curdie, brave and true, small trunks, slow shells,
hearts shining through.
Side by side where the wild streams flow,
that's how the gentlest friendships grow.
When you feel tiny, lost from view,
remember someone sees all of you.
Els and Curdie,
now they know,
small hearts can make the big
light glow.
From that day, every morning before the sun rose,
Els found the water where Curdie already goes,
and together they swam through the long summer days. They dove under logs,
they raced round the bend,
they picked berries at dusk
with the fireflies near.
And so it goes,
in the heart of the wood, where quiet streams and tall pines stood,
the most unlikely friendships start soft and slow,
then fill up the dark with a tender glow.
In the hush of the leaves and the river's low hum,
two little hearts beat like one steady drum.
Els and Curdie,
forever they'll show,
small love can make the big world grow.